And now, the Arthur Godfrey Show. From New York City, your Army and your Air Force present Arthur Godfrey transcribing with all the little Godfreys. Archie Blyer and the orchestra, Jeanette Davis, Bill Lawrence, and the Mariners. And now, here's that man himself, Arthur Godfrey!
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. I'm very happy to be here with all the gang, Tony, to do this little stunt for the U.S. Air Force. They've got quite a story that I'm going to tell you here in a little bit. They're enlarging the aviation cadet program by opening an aviation cadet navigator school at Ellington Air Force Base in Houston, Texas. I'll tell you all about it later, but first of all, let me introduce to you some of the little Godfreys to entertain. We have a very lovely little gal from Pine Bluff out in Arkansas that I'm going to ask to open the show for us, doing a number with the Mariners, a tune that they recorded for Columbia. One of Jeanette Davis's biggest records, I Didn't Know the Gun Was Loaded.
Oh, Miss Bessie was her name, through the West she won her fame, being handy with a gun, but she drove the men insane.
Oh, she'd whip out a pistol and shoot most any guy,
and sing out this alley boy.
I didn't know the gun was loaded, and I'm so sorry, my friend. I didn't know the gun was loaded, and I'll never do it again.
Now one night she had a date with a reckless heavyweight, and he tried a brand new hole she did not appreciate.
So she walked out her pistol and shot him in the knee.
Then quickly she sang this lee.
I didn't know the gun was loaded, and I'm so sorry, my friend. I did not know. I soon a millionaire in town started taking me around. I was happy till he said, that's some truth you might get wet. So I walked out my pistol and shot him in the side and fell to my knees and cried. I didn't know the gun was loaded, and I'm so sorry, my friend. I didn't know the gun was loaded, and I'll never, never do it again.
But one night she made a slip, shot the sheriff in the hip. So the lawyer took her hand and made Effie take the stand. And she pled.
Oh, Your Honor, I know you're telling the truth. And you hear my one excuse. I didn't know the gun was loaded. And I'm so sorry, my friend. I didn't know the gun was loaded. And I'll never, never do it again.
Yes, the jury all agreed that the sentence should be free.
But the sheriff's jealous wife was indignant, yes, indeed. So she borrowed a pistol and shot the village bell
and sang as Miss Bessie fell.
I didn't know the gun was loaded, and I'm so sorry, my friend. I didn't know the gun was loaded, and I'll never, never do it again.
Oh, that's a Lulu, that one is. You know, every time she sings that song, she has to have a week off to get over it. She's going to do another recording very shortly for Columbia entitled Get the Toupee Paste, Bessie. Mama says Papa is blowing his top. Well, now let's see. If this were a sponsored program, we'd do a commercial right in here, wouldn't we, Tony?
Absolutely, Arthur.
Well, it is sponsored today. We're very happy to be sponsored by the U.S. Air Force, the grandest Air Force in all the world. As I told you at the beginning of the show, the Air Force is enlarging its aviation cadet program, opening an aviation cadet navigator school at Ellington Air Force Base in Houston, Texas. Now, this new school is designed to train navigators needed for air crews of the latest types of transports and bombers. To be eligible for aviation cadet navigator training, you must be between the ages of 20 and 26 and a half years. You must be a United States citizen with at least 2 years of college or have the ability to pass an equivalent examination. Now, I like that part in there. That's very good. You don't necessarily have to have 2 years of college behind you, but you can get in if you can pass an equivalent examination. For instance, if this had been the rule when I was a kid, I would have been in the Air Force now because I took an ICS course, and I could have passed that doggone exam, but because I didn't have the credits, I couldn't do it. But now you see they're making it possible for you, and I think that's swell. Graduate cadet navigators will receive commissions as second lieutenants in the Air Force Reserve and aeronautical ratings as navigators. Outstanding graduates will receive regular commissions, and others will have an opportunity to compete for regular commissions during a required 3-year tour of active duty. Active duty with the grandest bunch of guys in the world. Applications for this new aviation cadet navigator training may be made at any Air Force base or at your local U.S. Army and U.S. Air Force recruiting office. Now look, young feller, I don't know what you've been thinking about for a career in your life. Whatever it was, 3 years in this outfit as a navigator will be something that you will treasure the days of your life. There just isn't anything as much fun. It's work, sure it's work, but it's glamorous work and it's wonderful work. There just isn't anything as fascinating as being up there navigating, telling the pilot what course to steer, you know, and figuring out where you are and figuring the course to get you someplace, figuring the winds and the weather conditions and whatnot. It's a fascinating thing that you love. And come out of there, no matter what, if you were going to be a lawyer, a doctor, a dentist, or a taxi driver, when you got through, you would love this. This stuff would always come in handy to you. It's great training. Look into it, fellas. You'll love it. Now, I have a young feller here who is quite a sensation in the country, this lad. He's a boy only 22, been with us now almost a year, and in that time has climbed up from just a little fellow that was on the Talent Scout show with us a year ago to one of the fastest, most popular young singers in the business. Bill Lawrence singing, "It's Wonderful."
Wonderful, marvelous, you should care.
She took out of Today's Woman. It's a magazine, isn't it? That's funnier than I thought it would be. Well, anyhow, the clipping says, on the island of Corfu, in the Adriatic Sea, women bathe their newly born babies in warm wine and later rub them with pepper and salt. Seems to be an old custom. What Lena wants to know is, Do they raise them or eat them? Well, here are four guys that will bathe in anything. Here are the Mariners, four ex-Coast Guardsmen. This outfit got together during the war, the last war in the Coast Guard. That was this past war, not the first one. Even though sometimes they sound like they were in the War of 1812. But they have a wonderful spiritual that I want you to hear. It's my very favorite tune that the Mariners do. Climbing Up the Mountain Too.
I climbed up the mountain, children, and did come here for to stay. And if I never won't see you again, I'll meet you at the judgment day. I climbed up the mountain, children, and did come here for to stay. And if I never won't see you again, I'll meet you at the judgment day. Good Lord, meet you at the judgment day. Old Daniel in the lion's den, he began to pray. An angel came, locked the lion's jaws. Wasn't that a mighty day? I climbed up the mountain, children, and did come here for to stay. And if I never more see you again, I'll meet you at the judgment day. Good Lord, meet you at the judgment day. The feeble children and the mighty buddies, they began to sing. An angel came, put the fire down, wasn't that joy to bring? I climbed up the mountain, children, I didn't come here for to stay. And if I never more see you again, I'll meet you at the judgment day. Good Lord, meet you at the judgment day. Now Ezekiel was a righteous man. He wrestled here with sin. The gates of heaven opened up, and Ezekiel goes right in. Now some folks go by water, and some folks go by land. But if you want to get up into heaven when you die, you better take your neighbor's hand. I'm up the mountain, children. I didn't come here for to stay. And if I never more see you again, I'll meet you at the judgment day. I'm up the mountain, children. I didn't come here for to stay. And if I never more see you again, I'll meet you at the judgment day. Good Lord, meet you at the
forget, young fella, take a tip from me and go see the men at the Air Force base nearest you or the local U.S. Army or U.S. Air Force recruiting office and talk over this situation here. See what you can do about this aviation cadet navigator school at Houston. And as the cow said when she stepped out of the milking stall, that's enough out of me. See you later.
Have presented author Godfrey transcribing with all the little Godfreys. Jeanette Davis, Bill Lawrence, the Mariners, and Archie Blyer and his orchestra. Voice of the Army wishes to thank author Godfrey for his services on this program, which was presented in cooperation with this radio station and directed by Charles Wilson. This is Tony Marvin speaking.